The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
It's the Ross Tucker Football Podcast.
Oh, yeah, it is. But it's not just any Ross Tucker Football Podcast. It is a Finish Strong Friday presented by DraftKings, America's number one rated sportsbook app. It's also a glorious Winners Friday.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
We're the same way, Mike Singletary. We're the same way. You and me. Me and you. I want a spread the word winner every week. I want someone that says, you know what? I appreciate the show. I like these guys. I'm going to retweet or like or comment on one of their social media posts like Rob Chaffee did, C-I-O-F-F-I, with a Facebook comment. Thank you very much, Rob. Hit me up with an email, ross@rostucker.com, and let me know if you want one of these awesome press passes I'm getting. I'm kind of here at West Point for the Army-Navy game. That's kind of a big deal. Don't know how to tell you this, but it is. Anyway, what else? We got signed pictures, signed football cards, which are cool. I still have a bunch of them. I'm going to run out eventually. Sponsor confirmation email winner, Mike Bond. Mike Bond used the code football at 1-800-Flowers.com. I love that, Mike. Thank you very much. I'm glad. Haven't mentioned 1-800-Flowers.com in a while. It's usually a Valentine's Day, Mother's Day thing, but I'll take it, Mike. I got your question, too. That'll come up in a couple weeks. But Mike Bond, 1-800-Flowers.com. The YouTube shout-out goes to Ryan Brewer. So, Ryan, let me know what you'd like me to, who you'd like me to shout out, yourself, a friend, family member, your fantasy buddies, whatever it is, let me know. I love doing those cameo-style shout-outs for people that comment over at youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. And the patron shout out. I love it. We keep having new people step up. They want to be a part of the family. They want to be a part of the Tuckheads crew. I love it. Nico Thigpen. Nico Thigpen, the latest to sign up over at patreon.com/RT Media. So he can get all of the even money bets, the Friday picks, that's today, the press box food grades from intern from Jason Tuckheads J, the power rankings from intern Sham. We've got a lot going on over on the private Slack channel for you Tuckheads, patreon.com/RT Media. It's Big Show time.
The Big Show.
Good morning. The first game of week 14 in the books, the Rams, not even close, over the Patriots, 24-3 last night from SoFi.
So there's a lot to take away from this, Brian, a lot. I mean, number one, this is it for New England. It's over. They're not making the playoffs this year. They have a good chance to have a losing season, actually. They still have to play the Bills and the Dolphins and I think the Jets. So my guess is they'll finish 8-8. They'll win one of these next three.
or two of these next three, my guess is, but they could very easily be 7-9 and lose to both the Bills and the Dolphins. And they got a long way to go, it feels like. They got their butts whipped last night. I mean, Cam Akers rushed for over 170 yards. 170? That's number one. Then, you know, they score 3 points. Now, they were in the red area three times. You know, Cam threw a pick six once to Kenny Young. He got stuffed on third and fourth and short once. And they got a field goal the other time. But they really struggled. I mean, it also looked so easy for the Rams early in this game. I mean, Rams used play action to Tyler Higbee, big chunk yardage. Cam Akers gets a huge run. They get down to the goal line. Goff does the quarterback jump over the top thing, the Drew Brees thing, which, as I tweeted, Bri, at Ross Tucker NFL, and we are at Ross Tucker Pod. Please follow if you're not. I just don't understand why more teams don't do quarterback sneaks. I don't get it. Specifically near the goal line, I don't know why more don't do the quick Drew Brees pull over and then, you know, put the ball over the plane, then brace yourself. I don't get it. I really, at this point, I guess they don't want their quarterback to take an unnecessary hit, but I don't know. I guess I would argue, Bri, it's very necessary at that point. You're kind of trying to score a touchdown. And by the way, you can quarterback sneak without taking very many shots. Brady's been quarterback sneaking for 20 years. I don't think I've ever seen him take a big shot. And he converts like every time. And he's only ever missed one season of games with a torn ACL in the pocket. So, I mean, come on. Akers kept pounding the Patriots all night. Rams had to settle for a field goal on the second drive after Jared Goff had a grounding call. I mean, that's the thing. I don't even think Goff played that great. He had, you know, the grounding call that they had to settle for a field goal. Then it was 1st and 20. Then he threw that interception behind Robert Woods by Miles Bryant. But Patriots end up throwing the pick six to Kenny Young shortly after. I don't know what Damian Harris was doing. It looked like he stopped looking for the ball. Cam was off. It was just bad. Then the Patriots got down there again, stoned on the goal line. Finally got the field goal late in the first half. And so there was a bunch of things that jumped out to me about the game, Bri. Like, the Rams have a real chance to go to the Super Bowl. They are an unselfish team. The way their wide receivers and tight ends block, it is extremely impressive. I love it. I love seeing that. A lot of times those guys are prima donnas. They don't want to block a soul. Not the Rams. Those guys block. Those guys get after it. I mean, those guys are forces in the running game, the tight ends and wide receivers for the Rams. I love it. Love those guys. Love guys at those positions that want to block and help out the team. Awesome. So that's number one. Then defensively, I mean, not only is Aaron Donald still a total freak show and awesome, and we know that, but Michael Brockers is playing well. You know, Ramsey's a total stud. I mean, they've got a bunch of really good pieces. I mean, the Rams, I think the Rams are pretty much as good as anybody in the NFC. You know, they've just dominated the line of scrimmage again. Cooper Kupp gets a touchdown. So many uncharacteristic mistakes for the Patriots, whether it be penalties, you know, like jumping off sides to get that last touchdown for Cooper Kupp. It was Akeem Spence, I think. You know, mental mistakes, just dropping a blocking assignment on Michael Brockers. I mean, you can say whatever you want about limited talent and whatever, but they're also just making mistakes that you don't see. They're getting their you-know-what's run over that you don't often see. They got a lot to do. And it really starts with Raycon wireless earbuds. Why do I say that? No reason whatsoever, because I didn't have a really good transition to the Raycon wireless earbuds ad. But I know this, life is better with Raycon wireless earbuds. With seamless Bluetooth pairing and a comfortable noise isolating fit, you can start listening right out of the box and keep listening for hours. Bri loves his. You've shown yours before, Bri. He's showing them again. Right here. He has them right there on the YouTube.com/RossTuckerNFL. My employees for Go Big Recruiting have them in, and while they're making calls, while they're calling families that are interested in their children playing sports in college, this is an absolutely perfect holiday gift. Okay, so maybe you already have wireless earbuds. You always need a spare. You know you're going to need a spare. Raycon's being generous for the holidays. So on top of their everyday great prices, they're offering my listeners, hey, that's you guys, 15% off right now. Go to buyraycon.com/Tucker today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Tucker. buyraycon.com/Tucker.
Want to know which team is going to win every single game on Sunday? Then listen up.
All right, let's start with the Minnesota Vikings at the Tampa Bay Bucks.
The Minnesota Vikings. Yeah, I like the Bucks in this one. I know the Vikings have won a couple games recently, but it doesn't feel like they're really playing that great. You know, I'm not like impressed by what I've seen from the Vikings the last couple weeks when they were at home against inferior opponents. Now they're going on the road against the Bucks team coming off a bye. I just have a tough time envisioning the Bucks losing this game. It's not like a survivor pick, I don't think, but I would say Bucks. I'll go 28-20. 28-20, Tampa wins that one.
Arizona Cardinals, the New York Giants.
This is an interesting game. This is a gigantic game for both of these teams. This is one of the best Sunday 1 o'clock games. And I've kind of gone back and forth on this one. I think the Cardinals are a more talented team, but they're kind of trending in the wrong direction. And it just doesn't seem like Kyler Murray's 100%. And as we talked about, I think I talked about this with Greg Cosell yesterday, nobody cares. You know what I mean? Like, once you're out there inside the white lines, you don't say, well, he's kind of hurt. No. And by the way, you only ever say that about quarterbacks. Well, Cam was kind of hurt. No. Like, if you're out there, you're good. You know how, if you think these quarterbacks are hurt, you know how hurt these other guys are that are out there? Like, are you kidding me? But nobody ever says, well, yeah, the left guard's kind of got a sprained MCL. No. What is he doing giving up that pressure? Get him out of there. Like, you don't get the benefit of the doubt if you're banged up. Like, you're out there, you're expected to perform, period. I'm going to go with the Giants. I just love their defense right now. You heard Greg Cosell yesterday singing the praises of their D coordinator, Patrick Graham. Love what they're doing right now on defense. I think they believe. It doesn't matter to me if Daniel Jones or Colt McCoy plays. I believe it'll be Colt McCoy again. I don't think Daniel Jones is going to be ready from my hamstring experience. And I don't think they want to have a big setback there. I think it'll be Colt McCoy. And I kind of think the Giants still somehow win 17-14. We can let the doggies out, Bri.
Ross's underdog of the week. Who let the dogs out?
The Kansas City Chiefs at the Miami Dolphins.
So, obviously, I think the Chiefs are going to win. I think it'll be intriguing to see by how much. They've kind of been coasting, it feels like, the last few weeks. At least that's what the people in Kansas City would tell you, that they've been coasting for waiting for the playoffs. I don't know that I really believe that. And even if that's true, like, you can't say that Kansas City's coasting, but then say the Steelers they barely beat these teams. Like, well, why aren't the Steelers? Why can't you say the Steelers are coasting? What's the difference? So, anyhow, you ever said anywho, Bri?
I'm sure I have. I don't recall though right now.
I was just about to say anywho, and I think that's really bad. I think anywho is really lame, and I was going to be really mad at myself if I said anywho. So I think I deserve a decent amount of praise right now for laying off. You want to do that or no?
Yeah, the other one that people say that really bothers me, which is not a word, doesn't mean anything, is irregardless. So irregardless, Ross, let's just move on.
Yeah, it's a good point, Bri. But irregardless of that point, I want to get back to the game. It's Chiefs-Dolphins. And I'll take the Chiefs. I think the betting line is interesting for those of you that are interested in that, that listen to the Even Money podcast. I'm not going to get into that here. But I will say I think the Chiefs probably – win by less than 10. So I'll say 24-17 Chiefs.
Tennessee Titans, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Right. So I like the Titans to win the game. I do think, though, that Mike Glennon has done a terrific job keeping the Jags competitive, but they ultimately lose. I kind of think it'll be the same formula. I think this one, though, will be a little bit higher scoring. This one feels like 31-28, 27-24, something like that. I just can't count on the Jags to pull it out late. I think Vrabel and the Titans will. The Jags will not.
Dallas Cowboys, Cincinnati Bengals.
Wow. Yeah, I wimped out earlier this week on the Even Money podcast. Just couldn't do it because short week for the Cowboys, and I don't know. I'll probably regret it. Cowboys should win this game handily. Like, they should win the game handily. And maybe they'd be a sneaky survivor pick. I don't think any of you have the guts to do it. But don't know who the quarterback is for the Bengals. Andy Dalton revenge game, which is kind of funny because he doesn't feel like Andy Dalton's a big revenge guy for whatever reason. Anyway, I'll take the Cowboys. Bengals are not very good. I'll say 23-17 Cowboys.
Houston Texans at the Chicago Bears.
By the way, that'll be a real test to see just how bad the Cowboys defense is going against that atrocious Bengals offense. Texans Bears is a good one. That is a good game. That's two teams desperate for a win, very different reasons. I'm going with Deshaun Watson. I feel like the Bears, that loss last week was real bad for them. I don't think they're going to be able to bounce back from it. And I know you could say the same thing, I guess, about the Texans loss. But the Bears kind of still were like thinking they were in the hunt or in it. Now they know they're not. The Texans just had a bad snap. I think Deshaun Watson gets it done. On the road, Texans 20, Bears 17.
Denver Broncos, Carolina Panthers.
Sneaky good game. I think this is a very competitive game. I think you want to watch and see the COVID list for Carolina, who comes off, who's still on. But no DJ Moore, no Christian McCaffrey still. Not sure how Carolina will react off the bye. I kind of like the Broncos to win the game. I kind of like the Denver Broncos to get this done on the road. Lower scoring again. I think Vic Fangio has a good plan for Teddy Bridgewater and the DJ Moore-less Panthers. And I think the Broncos sneak out of there with a win 20-17. We can let the doggies out again.
Ross's Underdog of the Week. Who let the dogs out?
The New York Jets at the Seattle Seahawks.
So this is probably a pretty obvious survivor pick for a lot of people, and I don't envision the Seahawks losing to the Giants and Jets back-to-back. So I think you're probably safe there. But one of these days, the philosophy of just picking against the Jets every week is going to come back to haunt some people, I think. I don't think this is the one. I do think the Jets keep this closer than the betting line over at DraftKings happens to be. Speaking of that, by the way, why don't I just tell you this now, since I mentioned it. There is no better place to get in on all of the action than DraftKings Sportsbook. No better place. You've got all kinds of new promotions and odds boosts every day. There's college basketball, college football. I'm doing Army-Navy game. There's NFL, of course. And DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new players the chance to earn a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 when signing up using promo code Ross. Just download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code Ross when you sign up and get up to $1,000. That's code Ross to get a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Limited time only at DraftKings. Must be 21 or older. New Jersey or PA only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Next game, it's the Indianapolis Colts at the Las Vegas Raiders.
Another ginormous game. Another game I can't wait to see. So the Raiders haven't looked that great the last couple of weeks. They got smoked by the Falcons. They barely beat the Jets. Now, the Colts probably were very fortunate to beat the Texans. I guess I just have more faith in the Colts consistency than I do the Raiders. I'm going to take the Colts to get this win on the road. It's not underdog. They're actually favored in the game. But I just have more confidence. I don't like the way the Raiders are trending right now. I'll say 23-20, the Colts get this done on the road.
Next game, it's the Washington football team at the San Francisco 49ers.
Sneaky good game. We got a bunch of sneaky good games, right? I like Washington. Now, I don't love that Antonio Gibson's going to miss time with that toe injury. And I know for a fact that Kyle Shanahan, not a gigantic fan of the Washington football team organization, primarily their owner for what happened when he and his dad were there. So I'm sure he'll be fired up for this one. I'm sure he'll have a good game plan. But I just like Ron Rivera. I like the way they're playing on defense. They believe. They know they got a chance to win this division. And I think they get it done. Dude, I'm all about the NFC East this week. I got Washington taking care of business every day. Taking care of business. And working overtime, something like that. Anyway, what's so funny? Am I wrong?
Nothing. I said something in my throat.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll take Washington. I think San Francisco, that was kind of their last stand Monday night against Buffalo, and they didn't stand real tall. So I'll go Washington, another underdog. Very similar low-scoring game. 20-17, the football team.
Ross's underdog of the week. Who let the dogs out?
The New Orleans Saints at the Philadelphia Eagles.
Right. I'll be doing pregame like I do for every Eagles game for WIP Radio. For those of you that are Eagles fans and live in the area or can listen on the radio.com app, everyone's curious to see how Jalen Hurts will do. I actually think, strange as it may sound, that Hurts gives the Eagles a better chance to win this game than Wentz does, because I think I can see Hurts running around, throwing for a touchdown, maybe running for a touchdown. Ultimately, I don't think it's enough. I just think maybe he makes the game score than Wentz, who's obviously in a very, very bad way. I'll say 20 to 13 Saints, one score game.
The Atlanta Falcons at the Los Angeles Chargers.
I like the Falcons. I just think that they're a better team. The Chargers are kind of in disarray. Now Anthony Lynn says he's taken over the special teams. I don't know if that's good or bad. I don't have a lot of faith in the Chargers after their last two outings. Falcons at least have been pretty consistent. You know, they played pretty well under Raheem Morris. They haven't really laid a clunker yet. So I'm going to go with the Falcons' consistency over the Chargers' inconsistency. Atlanta 27-23 over the Chargers.
Green Bay Packers at the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, this would be another. Did you lock up the Seahawks, by the way, Brian?
Nope.
You can lock up the Seahawks now.
A little late for that, isn't it?
Yeah, but I like it.
Your Survivor / Knockout / whatever you call it, Pick of the Week.
So I was just seeing that the Packers, I think, are probably another pretty good Survivor pick if you haven't taken them yet. I don't think they're going to lose to the Detroit Lions. Now, there's a little bit more of a risk because of like the Matthew Stafford factor, and they were able to get it done last week. They got the interim coach in Daryl Bevel. I don't envision them winning the game, but I think if you've already used the Seahawks, you can strongly consider using the Packers. I think they see what's at stake, which is maybe the number one seed, certainly the number two seed. They've had some stinkers themselves. I don't think this is one of them. Green Bay 34, Detroit 23. Lock them up.
Your Survivor / Knockout / whatever you call it, Pick of the Week.
Sunday Night Football, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Buffalo Bills.
I will be calling this game for Westwood One. Should be awesome. Really looking forward to it. Can't wait to see these two squads go head-to-head. I got to tell you, I like the Steelers to win the game. I like that they got Connor back and that they got Marquise Pouncey back. Now, they lost Vince Williams to the COVID list. So they are really, really thin at linebacker. I just don't know if the Bills are the best team to take advantage of that. I'm sure that after what they saw, what J.D. McKissic did out of the backfield and Logan Thomas, I'm sure they'll try. But I think Pittsburgh will also have a different plan cooked up now that they don't have Spillane, I don't think, and Vince Williams is out. And I think Pittsburgh getting those guys back, bouncing back from their first loss, call it a hunch, whatever you want. I don't think Josh Allen plays as well as he did. I like Pittsburgh to take care of business in this one. Even though they're underdogs, I think Pittsburgh gets the win. 24-23 over the Bills. A late, close game. We can let the doggies out again, Brian.
Ross's Underdog of the Week. Who let the dogs out?
And finally, Monday Night Football, the Baltimore Ravens and Cleveland Browns.
So, it's kind of weird that we say Underdog of the Week and then I have several of them, isn't it?
Yes, it's meant for the one underdog of the week. Otherwise, it would have been the underdogs of the week.
Yeah. Yeah, we probably should rethink that. It's only been 7 years.
Yeah, I think we should limit it to just one.
Well, okay, but I like when people know that I'm, you know, other underdog picks. So anyway, Ravens-Browns will be awesome. You know, we are fortunate this week with the Sunday night game and the Monday night game. How about the Ravens? I mean, how about the Browns, by the way? Monday night football and then Sunday night when they got flexed in against the Giants. That is big time, dude. I'm going Browns. I know the Ravens look pretty good against the Cowboys, but short week for the Ravens. I'm still not totally sold. I think the Browns are ready to step up and play awesome at home in a big spot. I'm all in on the Browns, dude. I think the Browns win this game, and I think they get to 10-3. The Ravens still, something seems off with the Ravens. The Cowboys moved the ball very well in that game against the Ravens. They just missed field goals and stalled out in the red area. I don't think that happens with the Browns. And also, Ravens offensively, they're not going to run over the Browns like that. They're going to have 300 yards rushing like they did against the Cowboys. So I'll take the Browns, dude. Let's do it. I feel like I'm like a Brown supporter at times. Maybe it's the orange I'm wearing right now for Princeton. Cleveland, 24. Baltimore, 20. The Browns get to 10-3. What a time to be alive. What a time to give shout-outs to Pizza Boy Brewing, DynastyFreaks.com, Sportaculture, SteakhouseSports.com, and Vision Comics with an X. And let me just say this. As it relates to Pizza Boy Brewing, Pennsylvania just ordered another shutdown, Bri. I don't know if you saw that, but for 3 weeks, no indoor dining, lots of restrictions, lots of limits. I'm not here to judge on any of that. I'm here to say, if you can, please support your local small businesses, right? Whatever that is, in particular, restaurants, food, you know, order takeout or delivery, have them deliver it or go pick it up, because these are very, very tough times. They usually do really well, I think, in the winter and the holidays and stuff. So support Pizza Boy Brewing and other companies like that, please. Small businesses, you know who they are. Go out of your way if you can to give them a little bit of support. I think small businesses are the backbone of our country. That'll do it, by the way, for a Finish Strong Friday edition of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Check out some of the highlight clips from the other shows, either at Ross Tucker Pod on Twitter or Instagram, or YouTube, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. Reminder, if you just rate and review the podcast and take a screenshot of that, send it to me, that counts. That absolutely counts as a sponsor confirmation, because that goes a long way towards the algorithm with Apple Podcasts or whatever the different podcast apps are. Other than that, I think we're done here. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Fantasy Feast, Even Money, Business of Sports, and College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.